Hey everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the definition of a middle-class lifestyle, which I think is the same as it ever was. Every time I post one of these posts on six-figure incomes and very detailed expenses, I get a lot of backlash. I've tried $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, and I thought $300,000 would be something very reasonable in an expensive coastal city, because there's a lot of folks who graduate from college and make about $80,000 to $150,000 right off the bat. And if you combine those incomes, boom, you've got almost $300,000 after a couple of years. And after 10 years, when let's say these folks want to start families in their late 20s or 30s, it is highly conceivable and is actually quite common for people to make $300,000 a year. Here in San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Boston, New York City, and so forth. So I've received a tremendous amount of backlash over social media and on the comments in my post saying that $300,000 is not even close to the realm of a middle-class lifestyle. And what I think people are confusing is middle-class income with middle-class lifestyle. And I first wanted to highlight the people who are so angry. And this is what I've observed. People who don't live in an expensive coastal city tell people who do live in a coastal city how they should save money. People who don't have kids tell people who do have kids how they should raise their kids and save money on kids. Students who don't even have a job yet are saying that's just ridiculous. And I remember when I was a student, I was like, yeah, go government, you guys are great, you're helping everybody. And then when I graduated and I had to pay taxes and I realized how much waste and corruption there was, I was like, no, government, you guys are terrible at redistributing wealth. I think I could do a better job at that. Who else complained about my article on middle class living on $300,000 a year? Oh, I think there are folks who don't tell the full story. You know, one commenter said, you know, I save $200,000 a year and I make about $300,000. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you do that? Okay, the effective tax rate on $300,000 a year is about $90,000. $90,000. So that leaves you with $10,000 to eat, to live, to do whatever. I just don't buy it. Come on, folks, share with me your details. And I think there are those deep down who discriminate against others, you know, whether it's by race, culture, sex. Otherwise, they would be much more accepting of other people's situations. So no doubt the backlash was swift, and it was just very telling how bifurcated this country is and how we love to judge if we're not in someone else's shoes. But the point of the post was to really highlight why we should focus on a middle-class lifestyle instead of a middle-class income. Because when you focus on a lifestyle, you're able to transcend all different cost of living areas in the country and then understand people's situation better. So if you want to come to a coastal city where there's maybe more opportunities or the wages are higher, just know that you're going to pay more taxes, the median house price is going to be much, much higher, and you're probably going to struggle if you don't earn these levels of income. Now, if you're sick of the traffic, the congestion, the waits in restaurants and so forth, then you might be considering, like I'm considering, moving out of an expensive coastal city, or at least to a less expensive place. And before you do so, you got to realize, hey, will I have the same income opportunities in Des Moines, Iowa as I will or I do in New York City or San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Boston, and so forth? And the answer is probably not so much, unless you have, let's say, an internet business where it is transportable anywhere in the world. We can all agree on what a middle-class income is because you just look it up. It's $59,000 plus or minus a couple thousand dollars in 2018. And that's probably going to inch up a little bit here and there, but not drastically. But a middle-class lifestyle, I don't know why we just cannot agree on this. To me, a middle-class lifestyle is what my parents lived and what my grandparents lived, and I want to define it. So let's start. I think one, having a job that you can comfortably, not extravagantly, support a family is a good thing to have. Two, being able to afford a safe car to commute to work and reduce injury and fatality from accidents, not too much to ask. Three, being able to take 2 to 4 weeks of vacation a year with the family. Four, being able to at least own a 2-bedroom, if not 3-bedroom, 1-bath, apartment or home for your family. 5, retire when Social Security kicks in at 62 at the earliest, so let's say 62 or 65. Pretty standard. 6, being able to save enough in your pre-tax retirement accounts in order for Social Security to be enough. 7, being able to send your child to college, since college is fast becoming a minimal educational requirement to get many different types of jobs. 8, being able to go out on dates and see friends once a week without feeling immense financial strain. Remember, like bowling night, going to the bar with your buddies, going to the mall to get some ice cream, to walk around, you don't have to buy anything. These are very typical middle class activities. 9, being able to care for aging parents when they need assistance. 10, being able to eat healthy foods to avoid being one of the 45% who are obese in America. This is a real problem, and I think most of us should probably eat a little bit healthier if we want to live longer and see our kids grow up. And then finally, to be able to live in an area where the median home price is between, let's say, 4 to 6 times your household income, given the national median multiple is 5.3 times. So the national median home price is around $300,000, and then the national median income is about $60,000. So that's a 5x multiple. It doesn't seem right to have home prices be much more than 5x, so let's say 6x. So here in San Francisco, the median home price is about $1.5 million. So if we use the national median multiple of 5 times, that means you've got to be earning about $300,000. And that's basically where I got the number from, as well as talking to people about how much they make and so forth. So $300,000 is 1/5 the median home price in San Francisco, which puts it at the exact same multiple as the national median. So find out whatever the median home price where you live is right now and divide it by 5, and there's your median household middle class income. So for folks who are really sick and tired of spending so much money on a house and paying so much in taxes, just know that you have an opportunity to geo-arbitrage in this great big country of ours. If you look at folks in Singapore or in Hong Kong, they have no opportunity. They are stuck living in a very, very expensive city-state. Whereas in the United States, hey, just 2-hour flight or maybe an 8-hour bus ride away, and you can save a lot of money. We've got the same annoying TV announcers and news broadcasters on the same TV. We've got internet, and we've got this great country to enjoy. Don't think just because, you know, San Francisco provides this much food and New York has the opera or whatever, that these are great, great cities that no other city can match. There's a price for everything. There's a choice one has to make, and we have to have the intelligence and the knowledge and the courage to change if we're not happy with our situation. Financial freedom is about figuring out those income and expense numbers to make things work for you and your family. I want to conclude this podcast by sharing the thoughts from the Internet Middle Class Definition Police. Now, the middle class definition police from the internet tell me what is allowed in a middle class lifestyle. And there are 3 things that they had the biggest issues with in my original why you need to make $300,000 a year to live a middle class lifestyle today. In the chart, they are very, very angry that I put owning a Volvo XC90 to protect your family in case of a serious accident. Now, I didn't realize that Volvo was a high-class brand or car. You know, I don't know any college graduate who thinks, I'm gonna get a Volvo, baby. Volvo when I get my first real paycheck. And nor do I know any rich people who are thinking Volvo SUV is their dream car of choice. I thought they were looking at like Porsches, Lamborghinis, Mercedes, BMWs, and so forth. But Volvo to me has always been a middle-class car brand that has a great reputation for safety, not so much reliability, I don't know, and kind of boring, but I guess Volvo has now ascended into the upper class brand, according to the middle class internet definition, retirement, whatever police. So the second biggest backlash was spending $2,100 a month on food, or $70 a day on average for a family of 3. I know $2,100 sounds like a lot a month, I really do realize that, but think about it this way. If you are a parent, 2 parents working 50 plus hours a week, perhaps spending $15 for a couple yogurt parfaits with fruit for breakfast, $25 for a couple rubber chicken sandwiches with beverages for lunch, and $30 for some tamarind shrimp and some samosa soup, maybe a couple drinks for dinner isn't too egregious, because that doesn't account for date nights when you got to spend like, I don't know, $100 sometimes. Oh, and then there's the baby food you've got to buy for your baby, right? So $2,100 a month for food seems like it's in the ballpark if you're living in an expensive city. Third most common backlash from the Post is that my middle class family example is living it up by taking 3 weeks of vacation a year. I clearly remember being able to take 2 weeks of vacation a year after my second full year of work. You just earn it. You earn that vacation time period. And then by the time I left work in 2012, I was taking 6 weeks off a year for the last 3 years of work, to the dismay of my boss. But you know what? I earn 6 weeks off a year as an executive director at my firm. So I was thinking, okay, 3 weeks off a year should be normal. But I guess it's not. So is there any wonder why people burn out at work? We go from 3 months off a year during the summer and 1 month off during the winter, plus a week of spring break during high school and college, to practically no time off. I mean, give me a break. I think if I could take 10 weeks off a year at work, I'd probably still be working. Alas, the only way I could do so was to be my own boss. So here I am, being able to take more vacation, and I gotta tell you, taking 10 weeks off a year is about right. You start taking more time off than that, you start feeling very unproductive. So have a look at my post and check out the hundreds of comments from readers who share their expenses, their income levels, and then I think we can learn from each other and see what it takes to live a middle-class lifestyle. Thanks so much, everybody, and keep on fighting for that financial freedom that you deserve.